While money doesn't seem to play the outsized role in Seattle elections that it does in national or even state campaigns, longtime councilmember Nick Licata is concerned. A typical city council campaign costs about $250,000. Licata notes, in the past decade, the average size of donations has nearly doubled.
The number of small contributors is shrinking, the number of large contributors is increasing, and that means that I think the people with more money have more influence over government, and that's a trend we want to reverse.
One solution, Licata says, is to use public money to help candidates get their message out. Seattle has had public campaign financing in the past. In fact, Licata says the cash he got during his first run for office in 1979 helped him leverage private donations into a viable, though ultimately unsuccessful, campaign. Then, a state initiative in 1992 banned public financing. But in 2008, the legislature restored the right of local governments to have such programs, provided they're approved by voters and use only local money. Now, the city council plans to study a new campaign financing scheme at a series of meetings starting next week. The proposal would, for example, give candidates who raise $15,000 in small contributions of $10 to $25 each a 4-to-1 match of public money. The program is projected to cost about $1.5 million a year. Backers hope to put a measure before Seattle voters for approval in November. Liam Moriarty, KPLU News.